Why I write. Most types of writing, from notes left on kitchen tables to emails and even press releases, articles, published essays, could be rephrased without much shifting around of meanings. But with a poem, revisiting it to make this or that adjustment has to stop at a point when you say, "That's it," which remains it until one's editor has a few useful suggestions. Most poets, to my knowledge, have friends who enjoy being first readers, so with the help of such last-minute interventions and sleepless pre-dawn prods from the unconscious or whatever happens, the mystique of it somehow attaches itself to a form of words. And yet, another element, call it the impromptu, is at work before it is reached, some unthought-up beforehand, freewheeling, unrehearsed, incidental quality, which gives a poem its life. The fascination of this kind of excitement, an intervention from somewhere, this or that line or combination of words which wasn't laboriously arrived at, yet seems to stick, that somehow insists, is certainly one of the reasons why I write. In terms of its subject, something triggers a poem or a group of poems or even a whole book. Looking back, certain kinds of experience obviously recur. Like many other writers, I don't have much of a clue about what my final output will look like, but I do have an inkling that it will look like something, will make some kind of sense, that if anyone bothers to examine it, some evolving pattern will be visible. One clue I do have is that I tend to be attracted to subjects others steer clear of. Confessional poetry is sometimes said to be out of favour, which is all right, so long as that doesn't mean prohibited. Why should somebody else, a fellow poet, a friend, a publisher, dictate anything? Yet somehow fashions do get around. Must poems always sign themselves up to the harmonious, affect celebration? Is there no room for satire, anger, a dark side, or a twilight zone at least, black humour? I'm suspicious of barriers and signs, warning notices, the sense of a right or wrong side to be on. There are indeed qualities we should value, but what are they? It takes a lot of careful thinking to work this out. Ultimately, though, my business is to move words around in the spaces of a page until they begin to resist and therefore have to be left where they are. Why I write does involve a response to what others write, what has been or hasn't yet been written, what has been neglected, in the hope that plurality might be the norm, that respect for the reader will prevail. Readers respond to idioms formed in their own lifetime, by which I mean the sound of a speaking voice. But there are other growing points to consider. A good deal of contemporary writing has been concerned with the past as memory or as recorded, but a huge area remains unexplored, that for which there are no records, no conscious memory or story, either within personal experience or almost lost in our long-term human past. Again, my reasons for writing probably do respond to that which seems beyond reason, or at the moment, beyond reach.